The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bird's Eye View. I'm Jesse Klodkin, and we get to make fun of Mike Walsh, the first radio show of the new year, and he is late. We are going to give him all sorts of stuff, all sorts of problems about it. He's probably going to give some excuse about having two children, having a newborn at home, a wife that, you know, has to take care of the newborn, all this kinds of nonsense. We're gonna rag on him about it because he's late to the most important thing on a Thursday. That's the Bird's Eye View here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Hope everyone had a good New Year's. I was in Northampton for mine. Saw the ball raise, which really kind of weirded me out, to be honest. It was very odd. I'm not really sure why the ball goes up in Northampton. They're a little off there, you know. They're nice. They're a little different. I guess that's kind of their thing. It wasn't bad, but I still prefer the drop, you know. No pun intended, but the drop has a little more weight to it. So I like that. But the ball race is pretty good. There's a lot of good live music, so that was nice. Saw Calliope Jones in particular, which I really, really, really enjoyed. They were a band from, I guess Western Mass, Northampton area. One member was from NoHo, one I think was from Asheville. So, it's been a weird couple weeks. I know we've had a show. We had a show last week. Obviously, we're having a show now. There's not been a lot of sports just because of, you know, Christmas break and New Year's break. So hasn't been many big name games or events. You know, there was Wakona and Hoosick Valley boys basketball played on Monday, and I'd love to talk about that game, but Mike isn't here, and he was at the game with me, so it feels kind of premature to talk about it without him if he is going to show up later on. Of course, we'll get to finger wag at him. But I don't want to talk about it now and then rehash it 20 minutes down the line or 15 minutes down the line and you know, make you guys sit through the whole thing again. So I'll try and hold off on that if possible. But let's see, what else happened? Lee and Drury girls both played. And Drury won convincingly. And I said this, I think, last week. But I think it bears repeating because it was seen in the game against Lee, which is they have a lot of depth. They have a lot of depth, and they have a lot of height. And that's not something they usually have. And that's going to be really, really, really valuable for the Blue Devils this year. Because they have three girls who can kind of all play center. And that means that Coaching Downey gets to just rotate through them, right? So if you have one center who's in foul trouble, a lot of times your defense or your height on the glass is it's hurting. And he has the ability to just kind of rotate through with Eva Moser and Addison Shepherd and Elise Daly. And they all kind of give that same kind of presence on the board and someone who can go up and get offensive rebounds and put the ball back in. And so, yeah, that is really, really, really valuable for this team because the shooting is coming. It's not there yet, but, and this is what I'm talking about with depth, they have a lot of kids who are smaller, a lot of guards who can shoot, and, you know, as the shot develops further in the season, they're going to, you know, that's a team that can work inside or can work outside, and that's going to be really, really, really tough. And Lee, I mean, I think Lee is going to be a decent team. They're just young. And they're looking to take that next step, and they're not quite on Drury's level yet. You know, Drury's been making some playoff runs most of the last 4 or 5 years. So Lee's just not kind of there yet. Lee boys, look, I kind of came into the season thinking they might be able to make some noise, and they are 4-1. It's the best start in a decade for them. That's according to Dylan Thompson, who wrote that in the Eagle. And it's not hard to believe, to be honest. It's their best start in a decade. I should clarify that. 4-1. You know, they just have more depth. They have more guys who can handle the ball. Joey Abderhald and Ben Kelly, they're shooting lights out from three. Amari Smith is kind of a good defensive stopper who can also slash. I think they just have some belief in them, you know? And confidence goes a long way, because that's a program that's been on really hard times for a long time, which is, it's odd when you think about it, right? Because that football team is so, so good, and you think some of those kids would just go over to the basketball court, and the success would translate, and it hasn't. And now it seems like they're finally starting to get somewhere. Beat Hampshire, which has generally been one of the better teams in their league, and last year, Hampshire and Lee played a couple of really close games, really chippy physical games. So for Lee to get that win, I think is a pretty good sign that they might be able to make some noise in their league, you know, if not make the playoffs. So that's really good to see for the Wildcats. Over in the city schools, I did see something incredible. I guess I have to say that last Friday, so the Friday before New Year's, I saw the Wakona girls beat Palmer 65-9. That was truly, that's one of those things, I don't know if I'll ever see that again. 65-9 in a high school basketball game. It was 42-2 at halftime. It was just a beatdown. You know, and this is a Palmer team that made the Final Four in the States last season. I'm pretty sure they lost, you know, everybody. And so maybe you can't judge them by that Final Four run just because they had a bunch of seniors who all graduated who led the team, and now they have a bunch of young kids. And to be fair, it did seem like that. You know, watching the game, a lot of kids looked very, very young out there. But even still, you know, they didn't crack double digits. And that was something else. And Wakona, there's been a lot of girls teams this year that, as I've seen them just to start the season, some added height. I just said about Drury. Lee has Mika Diller, who's got some good size. I think Lennox has a couple of girls who got some size. We kind of knew about them, but Drury gained some. Wakona has two young, Brooke Harrington and Danielle Hagmeyer. She's the younger sister of Aiden Hagmeyer. Younger sister of Aiden Hagmeyer, who's on the Wakona boys team, who's one of their better players. They both have some serious size inside, and they look like they're going to step into good roles at the center power forward spot. There's one other team. Monument Mountain has some good size. Gained some. I don't think Greylock and Taconic game, but it's just, I don't know. It's good to see. Anyway, as I was saying about Wakona girls, yeah, it was just complete and utter domination. The full court press was not giving Palmer anything at all. And I think it was kind of just a balanced offensive effort. You know, Madison McCarthy, who's probably their best player, had a nice shooting night. I think she's had a little slow scoring start to the season. There he is. Look at him. I said we could make fun of him, folks. Mike Walsh.
You said speaking of beatdowns.
I did. Now we all get to laugh at him. You can call in and laugh at him for being late. Shaking my head.
It's good deeds.
In any case, yeah. I think McCarthy is a little bit, you know, she's adjusting to the attention, because last year she kind of took everyone by storm. I think she scored over 300 points. Was an amazing 3-point shooter. Was the engine of Wakona's offense. And in a lot of games, she kind of just was Wakona's offense. And this year, I think it's been a little slower to start the season. The good news for Wakona is that other kids have stepped up. They've improved their games. But for McCarthy, it's also an instance where the defense is giving her way more attention. And I think she's both adjusting to that, and I also think that has helped Wakona's players say, hey, well, that gives us openings, right? Gives you room to drive, gives you room to shoot, because everyone's focusing on her. And there was actually one very funny moment at just before halftime, I guess, where it was an inbounds play, baseline inbounds play for Wakona. And I you know, there's this, I hear a Palmer girl talk to another Palmer girl going, watch her, watch her, watch her. And Maddie McCarthy just pops out because the girl did not watch her. And she had a wide open three pointer and drained it. So she is still that good. She is just, you know, getting used to some of that extra attention. Well, okay, we got a few more minutes before we can take a break, even though Mike has interrupted the flow here.
I didn't mean to. You were killing it. I was listening on the drive-in.
Ah, why, thank you. That's fine. Yeah, well, yeah, I was going to hold off on Wakona Hoosick Boys.
Yeah, do that after the break. That's fine.
Do that after the break. What'd you do? What here?
How was your New Year's?
My New Year's was good. I was telling the people. I was in Northampton, and I was very perturbed by, because in Northampton, they have a ball.
Is your first time, like, going out in Northampton?
No.
No, well, okay. You've been out. Oh, I guess you went to UMass. So you probably
went to
were up
UMass.
There for a
my first like true night on the town in Northampton. I
okay.
guess.
Okay.
But I was very perturbed because there is a ball in Northampton, but the ball.
Oh, it like drops.
It does not drop. It raises. It drop.
Oh.
It's on a spin. Yeah, I put a picture on Twitter because the ball is just like at the bottom of the spire
okay.
on top of Northampton Hotel, and I was just like, this is.
First night NoHo.
This is weird. I was like, are they just lazy and like they'll raise it and then drop it? And it's like, no, apparently they just raise it. And
like so, Tower of Terror style. Yeah.
It's not bad. It doesn't have the same gravity as like the drop. I prefer the drop. is what I'm saying. I prefer the drop.
That's more. Well, yeah. If you're counting down to something, you should be lowering something.
Yeah.
In general,
yeah, no,
just
and it's still, you know, 10 seconds to midnight. 10. Yeah. Everyone goes 9, 8, 7. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like we just did 1, 2, 3, 4.
Interesting.
But yeah, so Northampton. But I mean, you know what? It was a good time. Yeah. There's a lot of live music venues just spread all around downtown, so you could just walk around to various. Said Calliope Jones. I was digging them because I saw them at the. I think it was the Lutheran. It's whatever, you know, the church right next to the Urban Outfitters.
Are we in Northampton still?
Yeah,
okay.
In Northampton.
No, I don't know. Super well. Local burger.
Somewhat like, I say famously, if you're around Northampton, it's famous. Because there's an Urban Outfitters just randomly put in like this old bank right next to a church.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a very weird, like, why that is this store familiar. Here? Mm-hmm. Especially yes. Urban Outfitters of all places.
I did like a Christmas shopping trip out there a few years ago I do remember, I think, walking by that. I was down the Cape once for New Year's Eve, and Chatham, first night Chatham, drops a cod, like a big light up cod. They have a crane kind of hanging over the bay, and they lower that.
That's actually really fun.
Speaking of unique
really
New
really
Year's Eve activities.
Yeah. Went to Fitzwillie's, which was pretty good. That's okay. Very nice pot stickers. I was devastated though because they had on the menu a short rib grilled cheese that sounded sensational, and I asked for it, and the waitress goes, we're out of short rib.
Oh no!
So that was very disappointing. Got the chicken bacon ranch, which was good.
Okay.
But it was not like this holier-than-thou decadent thing that I was hoping for.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, pasta stickers were good, though. The dipping sauce was good.
We held off on those till last night. My sister-in-law got into town, but we just did like a bunch of appetizer things at the house. So, okay. You know.
Tapas?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Yeah. No, it was supposed to, so yeah, yesterday was supposed to be... two days ago. New Year's Eve was supposed to be opening day for Nordic season.
Right.
Obviously, there was no snow at that point, and now there is snow. So we're looking. Maybe we get a Nordic race in on Saturday.
I was gonna say Saturday might be the
Saturday. It's originally scheduled for Mount Greylock on campus at the high school. There was a chance they could move it up to Prospect if they got a little more snow up there. I was like eagerly like looking outside like, oh, can I hit Bosquet today?
Right.
So might hit over there a little later. But Nordic wise, hopefully we'll get the season going, because I was actually just looking back on the past year. We have about a couple seconds here. But and the year was just in my mind, like the one word was hectic, because so Howard had mentioned the other day, Howard Herman had mentioned the Pittsfield Suns thing.
Right.
And I was like, that must have happened like 2-3 years ago, right? They haven't played in like years.
That was you.
And no, that's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, that was this year. And I was like, oh my goodness, that was this year. Because I looked back and I was like, I remember we were at something major was going on when I got the message that Suns are pausing their 2024 season. I was on the way to the Nordic State Championship up in Prospect Mountain in Vermont.
We had a long runway till it's
yeah,
going there.
Yeah, I had to be like, can you tell this to someone else? I'm busy here. But yeah, that just kind of crystallizes the year for me in sports. Was just everything was happening at once. We had, like, a week later, we were at 6 different Western Mass Championship games on a Saturday.
Probably, I believe, 6. Last spring. No. That was 2 years ago.
No, 6. It was the four basketball, one hockey.
Oh, winter. Sorry. Yeah,
Right. I'm just talking a couple weeks later. Spring. Like, February was just nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, winter. Yeah, winter, because we had, because I was at the Hoosick Valley Boys and Girls Basketball doubleheader. You were at Taconic Hockey, and Dylan was at the Pittsfield Lennox doubleheader. That's both girls. Mm-hmm. And then I drove back to Pittsfield to join Howard for the Pittsfield Monument Boys.
The game at the Boys and Girls Club.
I technically covered 3 in one day.
I went to 3 different locations in the day, and I could not get into the third one. absolutely insane day.
To the fire marshal cutting off the line to the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, so that's what kind of sticks out to me if we're talking like 2024 memories in sports, was that particular day was just crazy. And trying to get into the Boys and Girls Club with, you know, 20-30 people outside, and the cops essentially saying like, no, we can't, like, nobody else is entering. Was pretty crazy.
All right, we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back here and talk a little bit more about craziness in 2024, as well as that Who's the Clone game. And yeah, stick with us.
People tune in to hear the latest music?
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics?
No, that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
How about this one?
No, not that one.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Bird's Eye View here on 89.7 WTBR FM, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Jesse, and I am joined by Mike this time around. So when we come back, as we came back just now, Mike Walsh is in the building with us. I did want to say, yeah, craziness, just to finish off that last, what we were talking about, craziness in 2024. Yeah, that kind of got forgotten, I think, to me, just because...
That's so long ago.
Well, there's that. But the spring Western Mass Finals was also incredibly hectic. And it was incredibly hectic with the softball finals being delayed for no reason. And you remember that? Because originally I was going to go to a softball game the same day every other baseball game was being held.
Okay.
And then those got pushed back for whatever reason, because Westfield State decided to say, ha ha, have fun.
Right. Okay.
And so then that led. So then I was at Drury McCann Western Mass Final. You were at Wakona Pittsfield Western Mass Final. Those are both baseball.
Oh my goodness, that was this year. Yeah, you're right. That was at Wakona Park.
Dylan and Caitlin were both at lacrosse finals. And that was four games in one day, and it could have been 5 if the softball hadn't been delayed.
Right. Okay. Holy cow.
I do recall
that now. Yes, and Pittsfield baseball's run obviously was kind of a huge highlight of the year.
Yep.
Getting to go out to Polar Park.
Had a pretty good run too.
Mm-hmm. The track stuff for me personally was just kind of a hectic cover to be out for kind of a two-day over 2 days spread out, and it seemed like Mount Greylock was just kind of they had someone in contention to win everything on both boys and girls sides. So you're just kind of bouncing between discus field, javelin throw, back to the track. Look over at the high jump. There's Chase Hoey and Lily Haskins Vaughn from Monument, kind of duking it out.
Well, you have like 40 kids on a team, and you don't have to care what if you know someone's in seventh grade or 12th grade. It kind of helps.
But that was they won. Obviously, it started in the fall with the volleyball team. Now we're 2 years ago now. But the Greylock girls,
they had a crazy
threesome trifecta there. They won state titles in three different sports in three different seasons, which was
pretty incredible.
Which was kind of nuts. Because as I said later that day, that the Suns decided to not play in the makeshift
Wakona Park.
Mount Greylock girls won a Nordic state title.
Yeah,
just kind of adding to the cluster of the year.
All right, let's talk about the game because we had one really good game this past Monday. It was kind of a really good game that was a really bad game. It was between the Hoosick Valley and Wakona boys. Hoosick won 72-60 in double overtime. This is why I say it was a bad game. It was not a well-played offensive game. Mm-hmm. It was a game where there was probably a dozen missed layups in the first quarter, if not the first half. And it just, either both teams should have won the game in regulation, and neither did. Mm-hmm. And then neither really could get anything going in the first overtime.
Overtime was 4-4, I believe, in 4 minutes, which is not
and
not
they were both,
quality basketball,
if I,
not
if
quality
I
looks.
They were both buckets. You know, it's like they were just missing. And then finally in the second overtime, Hoosick took a lead. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they went up by 6, I want to say, and that kind of gave them the space. Whereas Wakona got a couple points, they had the space to say, okay, we're fine. They scored, then they got, you know, then the free throw game began. They got sent to the line. They made their trips to the line. The free throws really was what sunk Wakona because they went to the stripe 36 times. And if you do that, you should probably win most games, but they only made 19. Mm-hmm. You know, they missed 17 free throws in a game that they lost by 12.
Yeah, and a game that was tied at the end of the game twice.
Right.
So, yeah, one here, one there wins you the game. Wakona scored 7 points in two overtime periods.
Yeah, not ideal stuff. And it was really also, I think, I overestimated how Hoosick would be post Joey McGovern and Frank Field. I think I estimated correctly how Wakona would be without Patrick Laughlin, because both teams kind of just missed someone who's that kind of closer.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, who yeah. I mean,
put the ball in their hands and they take over.
They both still have basketball players. They are both. Neither team is going to go 4-14, or something like that. These are both programs that have quality basketball players.
Right.
I'm not sure either of them has an upperclassman star right now that can kind of string you along for multiple games.
I think average
between 18 and 25 a game.
I think Quinnell Bradley is kind of that guy, and he certainly was that guy in the game. He was the best player in the game.
He's best and defensive rebound, yeah, all that stuff. I don't know if he's scorer of a, you know, going to average you 20 a game, but
no. And I think that's also just probably like how they play and how he plays. You know, mm-hmm. he's not somebody who necessarily can create his own shot off the, like, if he gets the ball in the low post, I'm comfortable with him every time. Mm-hmm. But he is not somebody who, if he starts at, you know, at the top of the key, I don't know if he drives 15 times a game, how well he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I will also give credit because Will Hakes had a very good defensive game. I think Bill Robinson pointed this out, which was just, you know, Aiden Hagmeier was probably Wakona's, you know, maybe best player. And he had
the primary ball handler.
He had 12 points, but mm-hmm. it was on 8 of 10 free throw line shooting. You know, okay. they didn't let him get to a spot. They didn't let mm-hmm. him take over. He just went to the line a bunch of times and made most of his free throws. But that was Will Hakes doing a pretty good job defensively. I mean, he had a couple of big threes. He had 13 points. I should say it was 53-53 after regulation, and then it was 59-59 after OT1, and then 72-60.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm looking at the article in the Eagle, just to confirm, but yeah, no. So it was. I don't know. I think it's also just like
it was as close as expected. Yeah. We were like, oh, exciting, you know, exciting two local teams, close game. We can predict it. I remember I was there a couple of years ago, actually, when I think Frank Field was like a sophomore, and I remember seeing him hit a buzzer beater against Wakona in that same gym. So it's two teams. They were in for the first 2 years of the realignment. They were in the same league, Bi-County something, East. Bi-County East. And since Wakona obviously switched over to Pittsfield and Taconic's league, this only happens once, so there's no return trip later this season or anything like that. But definitely two veteran coaches who've been at it for a while, programs that are never bad, I guess, yeah. Would just be the plain way to say it. so we kind of expected it would be a close game going in. It was also a good chance to just see both teams because we had a lot of questions regarding both of them. I think we had just seen Wakona.
Wakona lost to Westfield.
But our first time checking out Hoosick this year, and both teams that should be kind of in the mix. If some things go right, teams that could make noise late, but both teams that need work, need seasoning, and but have promising futures would be the simple way to put it.
Yeah, I think
neither of these teams is overly veteran. Yeah,
they have different, not question marks, but things to work on in season that they have to do to become, take that next step. I think for Wakona, it's they don't have a go-to scorer, and they don't have anyone who's truly, it seems like, I want the ball in my hand, I'm a killer, I'm going to go get it every time. And that's kind of an issue because when you get down to these crunch time, overtime moments, you need somebody who you can give the ball to. And even if they miss, they're going to do something good. They're going to drive and get to the center of the free throw line. And there's a lot of tentativeness. There's a lot of hesitancy.
Draw attention, yeah.
Yeah. And so they need some of those guys to develop into that or to, gain that kind of just mental state of, I'm going to do this. And even if I miss, that's okay because somebody is and I'm creating. You can pass it around 18 times, but someone needs to take the shot. And someone needs to have the gumption to just be like, I'm the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And on Hoosick, I think they have a few kids like that. Aiden Wicks, Trevor Moynihan, Quinnell Bradley. They're all very comfortable in that role.
They have willing shooters just haven't had to get their own shot yet.
Right.
Just because creation was happening elsewhere, they were getting those shots. Now they kind of have to do it themselves, and they're willing to. It's just an ability question right now.
I think they're also just young.
Control, yeah.
They're younger than Wakona because they have a lot of sophomores in the rotation.
Yeah, I think what wound up being play of the game was the Bradley kind of putback, right?
Yeah.
And that came off Moynihan. Trey Moynihan was creating his own shot, but it wound up being kind of an off-balance reverse layup that
Moynihan is a freshman.
Quite honestly, didn't have much of a chance of going in.
Right.
But Bradley was obviously there, and that's good in that Moynihan shows that he's the guy. I'm the guy. I'm taking this. And it's just a seasoning, ability, strength, all that stuff will come in time. But having the attitude to do it is a huge, huge plus moving forward for a kid that young.
Right. Then also, who's needs some size? they don't have a ton of height.
No. Yeah. Yeah. It's when Quanell's not out there, which I think I showed up. Ironically, showed up late.
showed up
like at the final minute of the first quarter, and then the entire second quarter, I didn't see him out there. And what I did see was Wakona went up 12. 14 at they went up by at least
13 yeah.
at some point. Like 27, 27,
14. Yeah.
Yeah. So when he's not out there, it's a struggle. Yeah. So obviously needing him to stay in games, but having some other people kind of step up in that way would be a huge boost for Bill Robinson's squad.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see how they advance this season. Got a little bit of time. We got about a minute and a half left. Wakona boys host Agawam tonight. That could be a tough game because Agawam has beaten Westfield and Commerce, two teams that have beaten Wakona. You have Monument Mountain girls at Lennox girls, which I think that's probably just a comfortable Lennox win. Monument Mountain just isn't there yet, although I think their future is bright. And then you have Pioneer Valley at Lee girls, which I think is actually going to be an interesting game. Pioneer Valley went to the Class D Western Mass final last year. I think they lost a decent amount, but I think they and Lee are still all kind of on that similar level. Not quite contenders, but decent teams. So that'll be interesting to watch. And then tomorrow we have a huge game. Monument Mountain versus Pittsfield High. That's the rematch from last year's Class B final. That should be a great game down in Great Barrington, because actually those teams played twice last season. They played in the regular season first, and that was in Pittsfield. That was a game Monument won on a buzzer beater. It was a rock fight. And so now they're going to have the rematch in Great Barrington, so that'll be really interesting to see.
Yeah, Pittsfield kind of took some hits recently, so yeah. It'll be some questions answered that we've had kind of early through the first 4 weeks of the season now.
Can Pittsfield play with
Can Pittsfield? Yeah, what does Class B look like? Is it going to be that kind of quartet of the local teams duking it out again? And who is kind of the cream of that that class? Is it Taconic, Pittsfield, Wakona, Monument? That's the mix.
Well, thank you all for listening, and we'll find out together.